Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
I'm ovulating. Give me what I want. The wake up call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rave on 106.5 The End.
A new survey has come out asking what the differences are in personality traits between people who drink red wine and those who prefer white wine. So you might consider yourself an introvert, enjoy traveling, and you might be a red wine drinker. But white wine drinkers are mostly likely to be night owls and extroverts. Listen to punk music.
What?
White wine drinkers are more likely to identify as adventurous, humble, and organized. Red wine drinkers are curious, sarcastic, and perfectionists. They're also more likely to identify as early birds, listen to jazz, and consider themselves wine aficionados.
Oh my Chardonnay gosh. Drinkers?
No, yeah. Red wine.
Or red wine.
Red wine.
Red wine.
Red wine drinkers sound stuffy and boring.
I want to be a red wine drinker. But
I thought you were.
I used to be, but my wife gets migraines from it, and I don't want to. This is the thing that I wish. I wish red wine, good red wine, came in like the same size bottle of beer came in, because I don't want to open a whole bottle of wine when I'm the only person drinking it.
Sure.
Because then I feel sad.
Oh, I don't.
I know you don't.
So what is...
I don't see the problem.
So what does your drink say about you? We've asked our resident mixologist, intern Kevin.
Hi.
For a list of drinks and what they say about you and your life.
Yes. So, okay, let's start. Basic.
Okay.
Margarita.
Margaritas. They are fun. Once they get one drink in, they nonstop, not stop drinking. Like, they're like margaritas after margaritas. They're loud. They're exciting. They dance. They love to dance. Oh, my God.
How about Mai Tais?
Mai Tais. Oh, my God. They're going to talk about their Hawaiian trips and everything. They love. No, I'm serious. Like, if you see a Mai Tai drinker, they are down to get turnt, but they will keep reminiscing about their vacation, and it's annoying. God.
Do they, are they the same people that still pronounce it Hawaii?
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Yes.
And still do the hand thing?
Yeah, the
shaka. Picture?
Yes.
It's like, you're in Fresno, stop doing that.
But they can drink a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How about daiquiri drinkers?
Oh my God, I don't like hanging out with any daiquiri drinkers.
Why?
They get daiquiris because everyone else is drinking alcohol, but they don't really drink alcohol.
That is so true.
Yeah, they get like a smoothie.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so true.
And they sip on it because it's beautiful. They're not fun. They don't dance at all. They're in the corner.
Okay, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Long Island drinkers.
This was me. When you turn 21, you want to order Long Islands every day. It's three types of alcohol in one. You're super, you're wild, you're fun. You might get kicked out of clubs, but you just go to another place.
Yeah.
Cosmos.
So they are people that want a martini, but they can't handle the strong sense of it, but they still want to have fun. So they have the martini glass to look cute.
Okay.
But they have the amount of alcohol that a martini would have, but kind of diluted with the sugar.
So what does a martini say then?
A martini is the classiest of the classy. They're trying to get turnt, but not dirty turnt. Like, they will they will be clean. They will get down, but they will not get their white shirt dirty.
A lot of text messages coming in. Let's go with one that came in, and it's one of Rain's favorite, a Moscow Mule.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Ginger beer? Really? You're trying to get turnt off of ginger beer and some alcohol? You might as well just stay in the corner, because you're going to be ordering Moscow Mules all day and not be as turnt as everyone else. So,
it does seem weird that it needs a special cup.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it keeps it colder, yeah.
All right, here's some more coming in from text messages. Scotch on the rocks. That's my drink.
Okay, I honestly think this is just a shot over an ice. Because it's literally
it's not alcohol
over ice, and it's the most boring drink ever. It's like you're an old man just sitting in the corner trying to be cool like the cool kids.
Wow.
You're waiting for one of the cool kids to come over and be like, hey, you want to take a shot with me, bro?
Okay, wow. How about a mojito?
These are the most hated drinks in the alcohol world. Modeling the mints is just too much work, and people get the thought of, oh, if I buy a mojito, I won't be hot, I won't be sweaty, I'll be refreshed.
Oh, that's true.
So what does it say about mojito people?
They're a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Oh. They're very like, oh, can't do the porta potty. Oh, can't touch the door. I want to be fresh.
That's true.
They're very complicated.
He's not wrong. They're complicated pains in the asses.
Yeah. The most popular text we got in was an AMF.
Oh, boy.
It seems like a lot of people want to know what your personality is if you drink an AMF.
They are like the Long Islands. They just turned 21, but they wanted to add the blue because it's sweeter and it's stronger, and they're trying to get the dance out. So Long Island, you don't really dance. You like twerk and stuff. But
you twerk
AMF,
with a Long Island?
Yes, because you get turned. But yes. AMF, you like salsa. You like shimmy. You do everything. It gets you crazy.
Okay, does it get
you're gone. Like, you're gone.
Dirty wasted?
Dirty wasted. Like, you're going to be in the bathroom at the end of the night waking up with the hangover.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
Crazy. But they're fun. I like Long Island and AMF drinkers.
Well done.
Thank you very much, guys.
You have a gift.
I think we learned a lot.
Thank you.
Did we?
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.